Excision 4. 54 seconds excised.
But we're reply was unsatisfactory, we would instruct the Navy to report that back here, and I would get in touch with the Secretary of State yourself.
Okay. Before any we'll tell them that tonight.
Right.
And we'll tell them the surveillance tonight or not?
Well, we've told them already.
We've told them the surveillance.
Okay. I think the question on surveillance is how much the Defense Intelligence Agency and General LeMay and General Taylor believe we should carry on extensive surveillance of the sites, the ports, and the roads. In the past, the low-level strikes on the sites have given to us only a 750-foot-wide swath of intelligence. That's very narrow. They're moving the erectors out of that swath along the sides to expand it to cover the territory on the edges of the swath would require 14 sorties in place of 8. To cover the two primary ports excluding Havana would require 2 more sorties. To cover the road, important road complexes would require still 2 more. For a total, I believe General Taylor would recommend of 18. General LeMay recommends 30. I'd recommend 10 or 12.
What about that? Can we get it so that they make one pass?
Yes.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can do that.
Well, I think we can do this.
I think 12. We have to ask ourselves what we expect from this reconnaissance piece of equipment. The photography of the sites can do nothing more than tell us that someday everything is gone. Conceivably, the photography of roads and ports can prove movement along the roads and into finally into the port area. To do that, we should start looking at the ports in particular now, where we haven't looked. If you consider that it's not going to be worth the effort, then that's another matter.
I'm a little uncertain as to the reception these planes will meet, and I think it would be quite unfortunate if we lost a plane. The chances of losing a plane increase as the number of planes increase.
I was going to say that. What is up? I think why don't we do the...
Let's say 14.
Look over this. Okay. Right. And then make just one pass.
All right. Then.
Now, what's the process for announcement, Mr. President? How do you look in that now? The Defense Department announced both the quarantine and the surveillance.
I think we announce.
I don't think we announce surveillance.
No, we announce the quarantine. We tell Kuznetsov privately the procedure we're going to follow. Now, do we announce in advance the procedure?
I wouldn't suggest any public announcement.
Just make a simple statement at the end of the meeting that the quarantine will be reinstituted at daybreak tomorrow.
We are not at the end of the meeting. When we told Kuznetsov.
I would like to hold up, if I may, until we get a direct report from Lieutenant in his talks.
All right. I tell you what, don't put it out until you've cleared the quarantine announcement from the Secretary of State and the Secretary of Defense. Surveillance, we won't announce any case, but we will let the Kuznetsov know about it. Let me ask you something about this Voice of America. Did you get that memorandum for the guy?
I did, sir, yes.
Do you think there was much to that?
Well, I thought there was something to it, and we have another rather interesting one from the Canadians today. You want me to...
But I just wanted you to... He said the shortwave stuff they don't have, and a lot of other stuff is in English. Is it right there?
There may be some English in the daytime coming through from a couple of isolated stations in Florida, but the Canadian ambassador who reported in today has a much better picture than the...
Now, the question really is, what is the line we ought to be taking in our propaganda of Havana? We shouldn't be really attacking Castro this week, particularly, because I don't think...
We're not attacking Castro this week.
What are we saying? What's our line?
All right, sir, I'll give it to you. These are the six main points that we've been making. The U.S. welcomes the agreement with Khrushchev, and it spells it out in principle, but much remains to be done. And our tone so far has been very steady and generally cautious one. That the removal of the Soviet offensive missile bases in Cuba is of primary importance at this time. That this has been a confrontation between the U.S. and Soviets. And we have played, but rather lightly, the role of Mr. Castro as a pawn of Khrushchev. But not hard at all.
I wouldn't play that at all. I'd say this is an OAS decision that there shouldn't be these.
Well, that was my fourth point is that the American public strongly support our position by word and deed. 5, that the Rio Treaty and other inter-American agreements are in full force and our position is in line with such agreements. 6, that the U.S. looks forward, as indicated in President Kennedy's reply to Khrushchev, to urgent action on disarmament and nuclear test ban negotiations. And we have avoided all speculation. We have avoided denunciatory anti-communist materials. We have avoided gloating.
I just wouldn't goo the cat if Castro is a pawn, because that's going to be the...
All right, so it was weak.
We've
been light on it.
I just emphasize that OAS, that all the countries of the hemisphere made this judgment, just as the United States versus Russia or the versus Cuba. It's all the countries in the OAS made the determination that any kind of weapon should be kept out of the hemisphere. Now, I'd like to take a look at the Canadian thing, and I think we ought to try to keep in touch with these British and the Canadian and others and get their impression about broadcast as we go along every 3 or 4 days.
We are doing it on a regular basis.
Excision 5. 4 seconds excised. Excision 6. 1 minute, 9 seconds excised.
Soviet Foreign Ministry answered in October saying it had no objections. President of the Soviet Academy wrote
Excision 7. 3 seconds excised.
This had been a radical departure from previous Red Cross policy. Felt that having gone this far, there was a good chance that the Red Cross would really carry out the inspection and see the spike people had to. So we tried to call upon that.
Good. Well, as I say, I think it would even see, remember, we're not able to get the inspection on the docks, and of course we have to have the surveillance. And we got to make McCloy just emphasize all the time that we're going to continue to survey, but we are glad to stop the minute the UN comes up with an all. And we say that to the Russian area, that's a very reasonable position, because otherwise we're going to lose one or two, and then we're going to have to be faced with taking out what shot us, and we'll find ourselves in a descending spiral. So I think we ought to make this a matter of priority for our own interest as well as the UN's interest. They work up there. I don't know whether anybody up there has got a substitute on them.
Excision 8. 27 seconds excised.
I don't think that's the aircraft.
says the Vlad was clear.
No, no, he didn't say it was clear. He said that
the
Vlad
went on. Take the training crew, the operating center.
No, no, the Vlad wasn't saying Roz was clear. He was saying Roz simply had.
They could give him the Samsung, give him technicians to help him run them. Maybe unclear in their own mind is wish to do, so that I'd love to see us fly in the intermediate area. I shouldn't shy away from it. Dangerous.
Okay, now, what's this, the Bell fleet
come over to you?
They did. Thanks very much. Just before I wasn't able to get out. I'm going to have to get at that as soon as I get back.
No, I'm not sure that they helped.
Oh, they, I was looking.